You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, and it's time for some great independent quality, pod-safe, and unsigned independent music coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on Channel Irk at Irk FM. Welcome to this episode of Irk FM, episode 144. We've got some great music coming up, a wide range of styles from a wide range of music providers, including some that haven't been here before. Some of the artists have been making a return to Irk FM is Viva Stereo with their song called We Set Sail. Thanks, Foundry Road. Hello.
We drift on.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, I'm Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to Urk FM. You can catch Emotus on www.myspace.com/Emotus. And our album, Smokescreen, is out at the moment on iTunes, available for download and digital distribution, with a hard copy due out in June, July this year.
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten. Bitten? Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. You won't find me. You won't find me tonight.
I just thought I'd let that sit there for a minute. G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 144 of Erk FM. And I'd like to say that I've got really good at the guitar in the last 2 weeks, but there is a guy who definitely has a guitar and he's not afraid to use it, and he certainly knows how to use it. Making a return to Erk FM, that was Matt Stevens from the UK with his song called Big Sky. We've had Matt on Erk FM before, and he's also been an interviewee as well. If you go to erkfm.com, click on the link for the interviews, and you'll be able to find Matt's interview there and quite a few others. He's a rather talented guitar player who does all of that by a process that is called looping. And you can find out the looping process and a lot more on that particular interview. The song before that was also called Big Sky, but it was a lot different than the Matt Stevens version. And that was by some Aussie guys called Only the Sea Slugs. And their new album with the title of Big Sky is out now. And thank you to Will from Heaps of Flash for supplying that track to me. Only the Sea Slugs, great band. They've got some gigs coming up here in Sydney. They're local boys, which is absolutely great. Their rock and progressive rock and pop as well. They've been on Triple J Unearthed and a lot more. They sound rather cool. Speaking of rather cool, before Only the Sea Slugs, we had Down the Machine from Leeds in the UK. They're alternative rock, and they certainly did know how to rock on that particular occasion. They're a four-piece, and they're alternative, and they're from Leeds in the West Yorkshire area of the UK. And to open the show up, we had Viva Stereo from the same relatively part of the world as Down the Machine. Viva Stereo are from Glasgow. They formed in 2001. They're a four-piece indie electronica band, and that song was rather cool to start with. A bit longer than some of the other songs that you might hear, but then again, that's one of the many conveniences of podcasting, that if a song goes for 7 minutes or so, who cares? And the song, very appropriate for the start of the episode, was called We Set Sail. Now we're going to set sail with another song, and we've had some talented young artists on the show before, but we're now going to hear from Tony Arrow. And Tony Arrow, would you believe or not, he's only 13 years of age. He's been in music since the age of 4. He grew up listening to all types of musical, from classical R&B to rock and roll. He recounts dressing like various pop legends and pretending to perform for thousands of fans. His new hit single is called Superhero, and we're about to hear that now. Everyone's talking about him. And so, he says that he's having fun and that he's grateful for the opportunities that he's been getting, and not a lot of 13-year-olds have the opportunity that he has. So, let's get straight on to some Tony Arrow now. It's very, very hard listening to this song before to believe that this guy is only 13 years of age, but he certainly is. And so I suppose in some ways that does make him a superhero. Here's Tony Arrow.
Save the day, we should get away. This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
The truck, how it rolled as it tried to swerve. Fear in her eyes as the whole world turned upside down. Her mind went blank as it spun all around. The crash and the bang, glass shattering. Now lay quiet and still as the chaos ensued. The whole confused scene that was desperate indeed. She lay there and she looked as her eyes took it in. There was breathing. Off in the distance, the siren song started. It trickled and tumbled and cleared out the haze. People were standing and then there was screaming. A wailing was coming from deep down inside of her. Blood on the ground, blood all around. But why was her truck sitting there upside down? She looked to the frightened to see what she breathing. And took her from me as the sun in the sky had just finished setting. This whole scattered dream wasn't real, could it be? Mixed with the blood and the death and the ruin, we only just left to go get some food. We were hungry and it was late in the evening. The stainless attack had just taken her life. She's not breathing.
Katie Laurel, and you're listening to IRC FM, great indie and unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears every Friday. Also, feel free to visit me online at www.katielaurel.com.
This fear inside, it makes me feel alive.
You're listening to episode 144 of IRC FM, and don't forget to check out the IRC FM newsletter, Down the Pipes. The newsletter comes down the pipe and into your eyes each and every Friday after the episode is released, down the pipe and into your ears. Thank you very much to our music suppliers this week, which include some of the artists themselves, Ambicon Records, Heaps of Flash, Bender Music Group, Criminal PR, and Manila PR. So we've got a wide range of music suppliers and a wide range of music on this week's episode of IRC FM. And that is one thing that I really hate on websites, and that is autoplay when you open a website. So let's talk a bit about the tunes that we've just heard. The song that we've just heard there was called Fragile by Urban Myth Club. And let me tell you a bit about Urban Myth Club, shall I? Don't forget, you can click on the links and find out more about each and every one of the artists. They've just released a new album, Urban Myth Club, called Open Up. 3 years in the making. There's 13 tracks plus a sneaky, cheeky 14th track if you can find it, whittled down from an original 96 tracks. And so that is quite cool. Urban Myth Club. It's not often that a British band debut on North American radio are confirmed for Glastonbury and the big chill festivals. Gatecrashed the iTunes Top 30 with their debut single, and all before anyone in their homeland had ever heard of them. So, wow, they've definitely done some good things there. And that was Urban Myth Club. Before that, we heard from Finlay Morton, and the song that we heard there, well, no, we didn't hear from Finlay Morton at all. We heard from The Exits with The Fear Inside, and we have played The Exits many episodes ago. They're from Portsmouth in the UK, and they're in the electro indie rock categories, and they do rock. They've got a lot of gigs coming up April, May, June, mainly in the UK. They're also heading over to France, which from there is not really hard to do. But The Exits, they're cool. And the song we heard there from them was called The Fear Inside. Also making a return to IRC FM was Juan Argani. And I didn't have to have the email in front of me that told me how to pronounce a name, which is awesome. Juan Argani, it is only ever about the music. It is a music that touches souls and sets imaginations free. Inspired by mountain breezes and worldly wanderings, the music of Juan Argani embraces every aspect of the lives that they lead. And so that is quite cool, because they were disenchanted with the way that the worlds were moving through the slums of mediocrity. They broke all ties with everything safe and familiar and began to musically roam. And you heard the musical roaming with the song called Breathing. And way before that, we were chasing the American Dream, or at least Finlay Morton was, with the song Chasing the American Dream. And Finlay Morton hails from Aberdeen in Scotland, but he sounds like he was born on Highway 61. His voice hints at JJ Cale and Bob Dylan at their rootiest best. Rock, folk, blues, and a mesmerizing helping of gospel and some country grandeur provide a haunting and compelling backdrop to his tales of pain, loss, and mortality that are eased by his natural bittersweet humor. Speaking of some bittersweet humor that some of you might be getting and some of you might not be getting, and if you're not, why not? A Moment in Time, my novel. There's some funny bits in that particular story.
Thank you.
Channel Irk presents A Moment in Time, Dateline Sydney, Thursday, 1st April 2010. The streets of Sydney can be a dangerous place and not the one for a woman. Go behind the scenes and meet five Sydney women battling to do their best in a male-dominated role. Will they go home at the end of the day? Tune in and find out. Podiobooks.com, amomentintimenovel.com. G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
Isolated in a circle, Insomnia is my holy friend.
Insomnia Radio Australia. Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net.
This is Devo Spice, and you're listening to IRC FM. What? You are.
Tick, 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 goes my ticket hard. It's been a long night, and I'm falling hard. I'm so scared, don't leave me alone. It's 4 in the morning, and I'm not tired. I'm just sick, sick, sick of being wild. I'm so scared, don't leave me alone. Ticking hard, the lights are getting bright. I think I've gone too far. You're standing by the bedside. It's time to turn down the lights. And you want me now? I'm doing the same. Well, I'm burning my wires, a blood in my veins. Oh, I'm so scared. Don't leave me alone.
Yeah.
I dare say that those last three songs may well have been earworms for an upcoming earworm special here on IRC FM. We will have to wait and see how long they get stuck in my head for, because the longer it gets stuck in my head, the bigger an earworm it comes, and the more chance it is of getting onto an earworm special. The last song that we heard there was called Games with the Devil, and that was by The Quails. And that was their new single, which is now available at all the usual locations. And you can also buy the album, which is called Master of Imperfection. Now let's find out a little bit about The Quails. They were initially a five-piece. The Quails first joined forces over a pint 3 years ago in a Devon pub. All five had been in bands previously, but shared a desire to be more focused in their approach to music. At first a hobby, things gradually became more serious as the band realised that they were building up an armour of supporters. They earned their stripes gigging in pubs in the southwest, and their loyal army of fans were rewarded at the end of last summer when the band were chosen to open for Muse on the first night of their Resistance tour. Quite cool. And were featured as part of a BBC 3 documentary about the gig. They also supported the Kooks at the Eden Project and Motorhead on the main stage at the Bulldog Bash. As yet unsigned, these gigs were all a result of them being spotted in smaller venues. That is quite cool. They've also played festivals in Turkey and Jersey, and have headlined a number of smaller musical festivals. They're now a four-piece. They've also supported Newton Faulkner and KT Tunstall at the Altitude Festival. And you can read more about that on their website. That was The Quails. Quite awesome. Before The Quails, we heard Donkey Punch and Duty. Donkey Punch and Duty. Hello, Studio B. By Tom Mancey. Let's tell you a little bit about Tom Mancey. Let's go to the bio page. Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers. Paul White on guitar, Alan Mann on keys, James Johnson on drums, and Tom Mancey singing. He's even slinging the upright bass and handling the lead vocals. They met many years ago while they were playing for a North London youth big band. They have played together in various jazz, boogie woogie and rock and roll groups ever since. They have been touring the UK and Germany and supporting the likes of Son of Dave, the Sadies and the Heavy. They've also made festival appearances at the Big Chill, Secret Garden Party, Lamia Tree and Glastonbury, as well as playing more than 100 UK and European shows. And of course that number would have increased by now. So that was Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers. And before that, we heard from Tom Moratti. And let's find out a bit more about Tom. Tom picked up a guitar when he was about yay high. Imagine placing your hand at about waist height. He developed an affinity with the beautiful string box, and from that moment on, performed with it throughout his school days and adventures across Europe and California. Along the journey, a fountain pen and leather-bound notebook was always at his side, scrawling lines and lyrics whenever the moment took him. Inspired by Bob Dylan and Waits, he soon developed a natural feel for crafting a song or two. He settled in London, and since then, all the usual joints have lifted their lights on Tom, offering his vocals rich and smoky-like. And he has played a few gigs as well, including playing a support slot for the Beautiful South. And then they recorded Fire in the Doll's House at the historic Abbey Road. So that was quite cool. This brings us to an end of this episode 144 of Irk FM that I've entitled Losing Faith in the Fragile Big Sky. Thank you to our music suppliers, including some of the artists directly, Ambicon Records, Heaps of Flash, Bender Music Group, Criminal PR, and Manila PR. We heard from Viva Stereo, Down the Machine, Only the Sea Slugs, Matt Stevens, Tony Arrow, Finlay Morton, Juan Argani, The Exits, Urban Myth Club, Tom Moratti, Tom Mancy, and The Quails. Don't forget you can hear me across Channel Irk each and every week, channelirk.com. On Blast from the Past this week, my mum Judy and I get together. We talk about a certain person in that particular duo getting the electric chair. We hear some country and or western, maybe. And on Blast from the Judy's Blast FM on Sunday, we hear a range of Sydney male artists, which will be quite cool as well. All of those we have heard recently and found very recently here on Channel Irk. And if that's not enough, of course, Insomnia Radio Australia episode 13 is available, and from Monday you'll be able to hear episode 279 of Amped New Music Weekly, that by the time you're hearing this has been recorded and will be released on Monday the 18th of April. Of course, you can find these details out and a lot more by going to the show notes and subscribing to the newsletter, and you can do that via going to the website irkfm.com. So, big week next week. There will be a special interview episode on Tuesday. You'll have to tune in. But if it all works out, there'll be somebody in the Channel Irk studio here, sitting right next to me, playing guitar. And you may have already, if you're observant, you already would have heard his voice on this particular episode of Irk FM. And we have played him before, and some of you like him. And we'll be finding out more about him, rather than the fact that he's just across the tracks from us. Anywho, thank you very much for listening. Of course, all music is supplied directly by the artist or with various music content providers. We will see you next week. I'm Irk. Thanks for listening. Bye now. Good night, Interweb.